Welcome back to another Power 60 episode. 60 seconds of awesome sauce starts right now. Someone was talking to me the other day and they're like, "Hey Scott, what kind of peanut butter should I eat?" And I'm like, "Ooh, that's a great question. I love this question. And maybe I should do like a big peanut butter review. Like, is that something that people would want me to do? I don't know. So let me know in the comments, or I guess like message me or something. Let me know if you want me to do like a peanut butter review of like all these different brands." But the surefire way to tell if you should be eating a peanut butter or not, and there's kind of like the bad, the good, and the best, okay? And I eat kind of like in the good category, not the best category, because I like the flavor and I'm like, whatever. But the bad category, the things to avoid, if you read the label on a peanut butter jar or a container, and it says, I don't care what it's like partially hydrogenated or shortening or something along those lines, fully hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated, anything with hydrogenation in it, get rid of it. Get out of there. You don't want to deal with it. And there's more than like 5 ingredients. Get out of there. It's not good peanut butter for you. Again, once in a while, maybe, but that is not good. Essentially, partial hydrogenation is trans fat, which is just miserably bad for you. And then that's the bad peanut butter. So avoid those peanut butters. The other ones are kind of a mix and match of like good versus great. I have one that's pretty good. The only bad ingredient in it is like it has molasses, which is a preservative. So, you know, that's not great. And then there's some that have literally, it's just like dry roasted peanuts and that's it. So those are obviously the best. Now, the worse you get, the better the flavor. So you kind of have to mix and match what you're willing to accept and what you're not willing to accept. Me personally, I'm willing to accept the one preservative in there and be like, all right, like we're good to go. So that's the message for today. Look at the label, avoid anything that has hydrogenation, and you should be generally okay with your peanut butter. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.